had a very pleasant experience. A little while ago, I was upstairs in the main office, and Rabbi Bienenfeld gets a hold of me, and he asks me, Shalom, what are you speaking about today? So I gave him a synopsis of what I'm going to speak about today. And he said, you've got to write that up. And I thought, little me, what do I have to say? And especially since this is a shiur in which I, with great fear and trepidation, I disagree with Rav Soloveitchik. Little me. Now, of course, I don't do it all on my own. When I find all sorts of proof to the position that I take, then I, over the years, I developed the courage to say, sorry, you know, the beauty of Torah is there can be disagreement, and we can live side by side with one another in disagreement. And over here, what I want to do is array the sides in this great debate, and well, let the chips fall where they may. We're going to have to move with speed and alacrity. Number one, Hilchot Tshuva. The Rambam, in the introduction to every section in that great work, Mishneh Torah, he always tells you what is going to be discussed there. Positive commandments, negative commandments. How many positive commandments? How many negative commandments? What they are? There are 10 chapters of Hilchot Tshuva, the laws of repentance. And the Rambam says, Mitzvah Aseh Achad, it's one positive commandment for who? Sheyoshev Hachote Mecheto L'Fnei Hashem, that the sinner shall repent from his sin before God, V'yitvadeh, and confess. The Rambam will explain that it means that whatever is going on inside one's mind, he has to formulate the words by which he's going to express it. Take it from the abstract into the concrete. Chotosi, Ovisi, Poshat. Uber Mitzvah, and the explanation of this Mitzvah, V'yikorim ha'nigrodim imah, V'glola, V'krokim elu. And the explanation of this Mitzvah and fundamental principles of Torah that flow from this Mitzvah are going to be explained in these chapters. The 10 chapters. Because the Rambam also was going to discuss the 13 articles of the faith and major assumptions of the Jewish creed and belief. Halacha, Kol HaMitzvah Shel HaTorah, all commandments in Torah, whether they be ben aseh, ben lo aseh, whether they be positive or negative commandments. In other halacha, if a person transgressed one of them, ben besodom, ben mishkodom, regardless of whether he did it intentionally or unintentionally, kishay yaseh tshuva. Listen very carefully to the formulation of the Rambam. As the Rav always often said in his tshuva drashes, that the Rambam was very, very careful about the way in which he expressed ideas and halachas. Every word is weighed and measured and has to be read that way. Kishigasa tshuva, when one will do tshuva, for yoshuv micheto, he will turn back from his sin. Chayiv lehitvadok lefnei hakel baruch hu, he is obligated to confess before God, blessed be He. Already from this sentence, if I would ask you at this point, is tshuva the mitzvah or is vidui the mitzvah? Is tshuva or confession? The Rambam is saying, a man is going to do tshuva. He doesn't say a man should do tshuva. A man is going to do tshuva. And he turns back from sin. Chayiv. What's he obligated to do? Lehit vadot. You have to say the chatosi ovisi poshati, ashamnu bagadnu. Shenena, as it says, and this is with regard to sacrifice, one who brings a sacrifice, isha o isha, ki yasmi mikol chatot ha'adam, men or women that are going to do any sin, and they will bring a sacrifice, lehit vadu, et chatotam asher asu, they should confess the sin that they did. ze vidui dvarim. This pasuk is talking about confession that is verbal, words that are said to express the confession. The Rambam, he's not sparing any words over here. Vidui se, this confession, mitzvah aseh, is a positive commandment. I think he's already said it three times, if I'm not mistaken. Vidui se, this vidui is a positive commandment. Ketzav mitvadeh, how do you say vidui? Omer, this is how you're supposed to do it. Omer Hashem, God chotosi ovisi poshati, I've erred, I've sinned, I've been rebellious. Lefanecha before you, basiti kach v'kach, I did such and such. V'hadei nichamti, I regret. V'voshti b'ma'asai, I'm embarrassed of what I did. V'voshti b'ma'asai. Now watch all the elements over here. Regret, that means I regret the past. I am embarrassed now about what I did. And the third element is Ula Olam Eini Choser LeDavar Zeh Kabbalah. I accept upon myself for the future. I'm never going to do it ever again. Ula Olam Eini Choser LeDavar Zeh. I never go back to this again. Vezehu Ikaro Shel Vidui. This is the essential substance of Vidui. V'chol Amar LeZvado Sumar B'Nezeh. The person who does this. Often or a great deal of vidui in this manner, Hareza Meshuvach is praiseworthy, and that's going to be Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we're going to say Oshanu, Bogatnu, Gozalnu a number of times when it goes to Yom Kippur. Every Shimon Esu, we're going to say the Al-Khait Shechet Homol Vanecha, more than 50 Al-Khaits we are going to say. That's the essence, the substance of Yom Kippur is vidui. V'chein balei chatoris v'ashom is the same thing with people who bring sin offerings. Chet is the general sin offering. The oshom is for special sins. Be'eish and v'chein kovnetem ashim gotam, and they bring the sacrifice for their shogate, their inadvertent sin, unintentional, or in certain cases where you bring a sacrifice even for something that one had done intentionally, and if kapela had the korbanam achi asu shuvati vadui vidu tvarim, they don't have. There is no forgiveness. The sacrifice is not something that automatically gives one expiation of sin. One is not forgiven simply because you bring a korban. What's the poor behemoth guilty of? Only if you did tshuva, achi asu tshuva v'yisvadu. Now that Yasim Tshuva can sound over there as though the Rambam is talking about the mitzvah of Tshuva, but you know, it may very well mean simply that if the mitzvah is vidui, what's understood is that there was Tshuva in one's heart. If one doesn't regret and one hasn't made the decision that he's not going to do it again, then it's absolutely ridiculous. It's worse than ridiculous. It's blasphemy to stand up before God, not having done Jew, and say, obviously, those words of confession have to come from the heart of somebody who has already repented. But the Rambam still didn't say that it's the mitzvah. And then it says, V'chein kol chayim is his best, and those who are supposed to get capital punishment, or Mechadim Malkus, those who are supposed to get with him, they are not forgiven. Their death is not a source of forgiveness, nor is the flagellations, all the flagellations that they receive before Bedin, they are not a source of forgiveness, unless a person says, let my death be a kapara, a source of atonement. You have to say Vidui. Shenema b'svara shechotala v'chein kol mechaybe v'chuyer in Esnes Bezim v'chuyer in Malkus Eim is kapulem, they are not forgiven. Ar shiyasu tshuva v'yisvara, the same thing is true with hachovel v'chaver if I struck somebody. No, I don't want to say I struck. Ruvain hit Shimon and it caused him damage, it caused him he's hurt. So, first of all, you have to pay for the damage, but that's not enough. Even if you've paid up every last penny, you also have to ask for forgiveness, and you have to say vidui. And he's going to decide never to do it again. All sins of man require vidyitvada. Okay, that's the Rambam. About this Rambam, there's been a great deal of discussion, and in one of his great Shuvah Kashas, the Gov brings that his, what was it? It was his uncle, the Minchas Chinuch, we're going to talk about that, said that from a simple reading of the Rambam, and maybe even more than a simple reading of the Rambam, they said it's quite clear the Rambam doesn't hold that there's a mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam is saying somebody who does tshuva chayiv l'svados. There's no mitzvah to do tshuva. There's no mitzvah to do tshuva. That is how they read the Rambam. So then the Rav comes along and he says that he heard from his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, who gave it over in the name of his Zayde, who was the first of Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, Brishkechov, who said, can't accept this idea. Impossible to accept the idea that tshuva is not a mitzvah. Even though the uncle who wrote a sefer, Avodas HaMelech, Menachem Krakowski, and the Baal Minchas Chinuch, outstanding commentary on the Sefer HaChinuch, which is on all of mitzvahs, the Rav has a Kabbalah and his family can't accept this idea that there is no mitzvah of tshuva, because there are so many psukim in Torah that talk about the mitzvah of tshuva. But Sarlachov, when you will be in terrible straits, all of these terrible things are going to happen to you, the Shachtoi, you will return out of Sarlachov to God your God. The Shabbat Shevel Kepet Shultov in Chamecha, the Shabbat Kibetz of the Kohanim, the Shafto Ad Hashem Elokecha, the Shafto Ad Hashem Elokecha. No, it can't be. There's no question about it that the Tshuva the Rav says is a mitzvah, and he brings a number of proofs from the Rambam. One of them is number four. Take a look at number four. This is a Rambam in chapter 7 of Hilchos Tshuva. Kol ha-nevi'im tzivu ala tshuva. All of the prophets commanded us to do tshuva. Ve'im yisrael nigolim ela v'tshuva. Israel will be redeemed only through repentance. U'kvar hivticha Torah has already guaranteed and promised shesof yisrael lasos tshuva besof davutam. The end is that Israel will do tshuva at the end of their exile. U'miyad hei nigolim, and immediately they're going to be redeemed. Shedama, as it says, these are the psukim in the Parshat HaTshuva in Nitzavim. The Hoyot Yavo Alecha Kol HaDvarim Ma'ele, when all of these things will come upon you, the brok of the claw, the Shafta Ad Hashem Elokecha. Now, the word the Shafta can be translated in one of two ways. The Shafta can be translated, and you will do tshuva. The Shafta can be translated, and you shall do tshuva. Now, there's a big difference between shall and will. And this is not a class in English grammar. The Shafta and you shall means that the pasuk is telling us this is what's going to happen in the future. Terrible things will befall the Jewish people, and they will do tshuva. Will means that's what's going to happen. Shall means that's what you should do. You shall do that. The Shafto, you do tshuva. So the Shastra can mean one or the other. Either it is an imperative to say, do tshuva, or the Pasuk is telling us, you know, that's what's going to be. There will be terrible things that will come upon you, and you will ultimately do tshuva. One means that it's a mitzvah, and the other simply means that the Torah is telling us what's going to happen. The Shachar Hashem Lekecho, the Shor Hashem Lekecho, Shvut Chadar is going to bring back your returnees, V'nichamecho, He'll have mercy on you. The Shor Kibetzel Mekol Ha'amim, she's going to gather you in from all of the nations. Asher Tzitzcha Hashem Lekecho, Shalom Be'e, He had dispersed you. So the Rav brings this halacha as proof that there's a mitzvah. Kol Hanevim Kulam, all of the Nevim, Tzivu Ala Tshuva. They commanded tshuva. The Rav also brings number three, the one on top. Yom HaKippurim, Muzman Tshuva Lakol. That's in chapter 2 of Hilchos Tshuva. Halacha 7. Yom HaKippurim, Muzman Tshuva Lakol. Yom HaKippurim is a day of tshuva, a time for tshuva for all. Like Yochid V'Lagav. And everybody has to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, the individual and the community. It's the end. That's the deadline for forgiveness and atonement for Israel. Here for the first time we hear something in the words of the Chav that may very in the words of the Rambam that chayovim hakol, all are obligated to do tshuva ulitvadot and to say vidui on Yom Kippur. Umitzvah's vidu Yom HaKippurim, and the mitzvah of vidu. Now notice, he just now made a little switch on it. He doesn't say umitzvah tshuva uvidui. The mitzvah of vidui of Yom Kippur begins erev Yom Kippur. Tomorrow when we daven mincha, we're already going to say Al Chaycha Chatonu Lefanecha, Al Shanu Pagadnu. We're going to say all of that in the Mincha of Erev Yom Kippur, because the mitzvah Bidu begins on Yom Kippur, an Erev Yom Kippur before he eats. Sheyasku Mi Erev Ayom Kodesha, before you eat, Chas V'Shalom, something go wrong while you're eating, and one will have not had the opportunity to say Vidui. Shema Yechonik B'Suda Kodesh Yisvada, before something may choke before he says vidui. Rav appreciates his father called Yofel, and even though one said vidui before he ate, Chayzim his father Malaya, but before Marav, he can go say vidui again on Yom Kippur night in Marav, and again he can say vidui in the morning, and by Musaf, and by Mincha, and by Ne'ilah. And where do you pay for his father? Achat Filoso, after you finished Shmon Esrei, the Shliach Tzibur says vidui in the middle of the repetition of the Shmon Esrei. We say our vidui at the conclusion, finished. I finish Shmon Esrei, then I begin with Oshanu, Bogadnu, etc. So the Rav quotes this halacha as well as proof that the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah of tshuva, chayavim hakol, also tshuva. The third, and I think this is the last proof that Rav Soloveitchik brings to his position, is the koteret, the opening, the very opening, what the Rambam writes at the top, mitzvah aseh achat, for who? One positive commandment is going to be discussed over here, for who? Sheyoshuv hachote mecheto lefnei Hashem, that the chote shall return back from sin before God and say vidui. Alright? Now, as I say, bidechilu rechimu, with a sense of fear and trepidation, I want to take the other position. I want to take the other position. The other position is enunciated, as we had said, by the Minchas Chinuch. I don't have the Minchas Chinuch here on the page, but I do have two other significant ones. One that I found just yesterday. I never knew of its existence. Rav Kook. Rav Kook, in his Sefer Mishpat Koyin, if you take a look at number 5, un pedazo de Hadar, really quickly, and with the substance of what we're talking about, he had brought something from the Chidor of Chaim Yosef David Azulai, one of the great of a few generations ago, that the Chidor says that tshuva kruya mitzvah saseh, that tshuva is called a positive commandment, ain't no dava pasha. That's not so simple. Shari loshen haRambam b'nei shilchus tshuva mora. If you just look at the words of the Rambam that we've all read here now at the beginning, because tshuva shat tshuva ain't a bechlal mitzvah saseh. Tshuva is not a mitzvah saseh. Elo a mitzvahu shekishiyase tshuva os yisvada. The mitzvah is that if a person does tshuva, then his obligation is to say vidui. The kivan shein a tshuva mitzvah saseh. Memela ain't gam havidui bechlal asay hamenateket avaram. This is related to what he discussed earlier. And three lines from that, the svinil of Rambam, the Rambam holds shalom, svinil b'feinu shom the Torah b'lashim mitzvah l'tshuva. The Rambam holds that we never saw any place b'feinu shom Torah where the Torah says you should do tshuva. V'shachto ad Hashem l'kecho, and you will return when all the tzaddas come upon you. You will return to God, to God. The Rambam himself said, Torah, this is a promise. The Torah says the end is, you're going to tshuva. But the Torah doesn't say any place. Rav Kook says, according to the Rambam, Torah doesn't say any place. You have to do tshuva. The Svile, Lachambam, Shalom, Atzidu, B'feinu, Shom, the Torah, V'loshet, Mitzvah, L'tshuva. We don't find any place that the Torah says clearly the terminology of mitzvah, tshuva. V'achal pishe, Yisugula, Yikoro, L'chaper, Al'aparez. Even though this is, of course, a treasured means of achieving atonement for sins, come on, the mitzvah sasei, ain't no, it's not a mitzvah sasei. How do you like that? Rav Kook. Meshach Chochma, the Meir Simcha, says, first of all, you have to understand, what do you mean you have to do tshuva? What do you mean you have to do tshuva? You did an Avera. So now, that's it, you did an Avera. And then if you did an Avera, so now what about, maybe you can do it again if you want to. Doesn't mean you can do it again. Or, the same prohibition on doing the Avera that existed before you did it the first time, that same prohibition is there before you want to do it the second time. And then first of all it says, halfway down, underlined, Omnam, mitzvah satshuva, number six, Omnam, mitzvah satshuva, the mitzvah tshuva shalzeb, sort of mitzvah protis, hu shim chota, v'ozeb eschetto, mitzvah lisvados. You know what the mitzvah tshuva is? If you did tshuva, then you have an obligation to express it verbally. Ula hagidus ne'er shami yidbarcha, to say before God, he knows all, he knows that he's a sinner and he has to, he knows how he should feel about it. He knows that he rebelled against God, he did something that he shouldn't do. And he asks for forgiveness. And that's, so it's the same thing. So is the, this is Lashon Rabbeinu, that's the terminology that's used by our Rebbe, the Rambam, Bilhus Tshuva. When a person is going to do tshuva, yes? Perish, lebli chato, he decides not to sin, machmas ha-psivui, shu-mitzuri sholonava. He's not going to sin again because the same command is in place not to do the avera. Just as he should not have done it the time of Rishona, before he sinned. Bein mitzvah, asay bein mitzvah slosa, chayev la his vados. All right, you have to say vidui, and you also have to have in mind that you're not going to do it anymore. Because that's, of course, otherwise vidui is meaningless. So all right, now we have Minchas Chinuch, we have the Rav's uncle, we have the cook, we have the Meshach Chochma, that read the Rambam, as the Rambam seems to say it. Now, I want to deal for a moment, before I take my decision,
you know, I've made it already very safe for me to take the position. I already have an array of scholars who hold the same thing. I think that what excited Rabbi Bienenfeld before was that after you study the tshuva drashas of the Rav, you can't see the Rambam anymore in a different light than the way the Rav did. He was awesome. He overwhelms you. But you know what? That's the beauty of Torah. I'm going to disagree. And you know what? I'm going to bring that right in front of the Rambam. That the Rambam doesn't hold that there is a mitzvah of tshuva min haTorah. Let's go back to number four. Number four is that which the Rambam, which the Rav brought as proof that there's a mitzvah. Kol hanevim kulam tzivu al haTshuva. All of the prophets commanded Jews to do tshuva. So the Rav says there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. I say, oh no! This is absolute proof of the fact that there is no mitzvah in haTorah to do tshuva. Did the Rambam ever write, Kol hanevim kulam, all the prophets commanded keeping Shabbos? Does the Rambam ever write, all of the prophets commanded you to eat kosher? About one idea in all of Torah, does the Rambam come along and say, all the prophets commanded you to do tshuva? You know why the prophets commanded? Because there is no mitzvah in Torah. So what the prophets are saying is, chevra, we're giving you good advice. Hezach tzutas, do tshuva. This is precisely proof that there is no mitzvah in the Torah to do tshuva. Now, if you're getting upset, like if there's no mitzvah, so what are we doing anyway? Wait. I think that on the contrary, the whole idea of tshuva is going to rise to a completely different level. And then, watch this Rambam. This is a beauty. Number two. You didn't think that I was going to skip one. We learned number one and number three and number four. You think I was going to skip number two? Listen to number two. I'm just going to read it, and then I'm going to give you about 10 seconds to see what is it that I see in this comma. All right, 20 seconds. Umahi atshuva. The Rambam asks, and what is tshuva? Who sheyazu achote cheto, that a sinner should forsake, leave the sin, v'yasido mimepshachto, remove it from his thought, the yigmar b'libo, and decide in his heart, shelo yaseyu ol, he's never going to do it again. Shenema, as it says, Yishayahu says, this is it, the haftorah for every fast day. Yazov, rosho, dargo, v'yish, oden, makshavosov, v'yoshov, el Hashem, v'yirachameyu, v'el elokeinu, ki yar v'elislach, yazov, rosho, dargo, let the sinner forsake, leave, the path upon which he had traveled, and remove the thought of sin. V'chein, you know what else is required in tshuva? Yivnachem al shavar. He should regret the past. Shenema, Yirmiyahu says, ki acharei shuvi nichamti. After I did tshuva, I regretted ever having done the sin in the first place. V'yoyid, and ultimately, tshuva is v'yoyid olav yodea talumot, that the one who knows all secrets, God himself should testify about him, shelo yoshev lozeh achet liolam, that he will never return to this sin. Shenema, as it says, and this was in the Haftarah of Shabbos, tshuva, at the end of Hoshea says, v'lo nomar od Eloheinu l'maseh yodeinu, we will never again say about that which we made with our own hands, this is our God. And you have to say vidui with your lips, and to say these ideas, shekhar libo, that he decided in his heart. 20 seconds. What is it that strikes me about this halacha and the Rambam?
wants to describe the fundamental pillars upon which tshuva is based. And you know where he learns it from? From Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Hosea. He can't bring a single pasuk in Torah to describe to me what tshuva is. Isn't that fascinating? It's a mitzvah saseh in our Torah. There is no pasuk in Torah that can tell us these major pillars of tshuva. He has to go beat Yeshayahu, skip over to Yirmiyahu, come back to Hosea, who was before them all. You know why? Because there is no mitzvah in the Torah of tshuva. There is no mitzvah of tshuva. The only mitzvah is, if you do tshuva, then you have a responsibility. You want forgiveness, then you have a responsibility to stand up in the fullness of your personality and honesty and forthright and say before God, the Rebbe Shem, I sinned. I mean, that's a beautiful, I like this one. I like this one. The Chavad also brought proof from the Kotet, the headline. Mitzvot Asei Achat, one mitzvah to say, who should Yoshev Achotem Echetel Ushne Hashem be his father. That the sinner should do tshuva before God and say and confess. Here it seems that there are two things, tshuva and vidur. I say, you know how I read the Kotet of the Rambam? Tshuva is a process. Tshuva is a process. Tshuva begins with a sense, I'm upset with myself. Why did I have to do that? Did I really enjoy it? I knew it wasn't right. We'll walk around with a good, healthy, guilty conscience for a while. There are all sorts of things that are boiling in your kishkes, going through your mind. There's a whole process until you say, very, 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 what did I do? What did I do? I'm embarrassed, the Rosh knows what I did. There's a whole inner process until one, you know, until you decide, you know, I'm going straight. I'm going to clean up my act. I'm going straight. When one has completed that inner torment, turbulence, storminess, and one has arrived, yeah, I'm going to do tshuva. So then you know what the next step is. You've gone through all this. The next step is you have to get up and say to God, Kotasi Avisi Poshati. The first part of this process, the turmoil, the torment, the tempestuousness, that all took place between me and me. Nobody else was involved in that. As I stand up before God, God now becomes the second in this process. There's me and God. In the Kotelet, the Rambam is not talking about the inner toil, turmoil that preceded all of this. Mitzvah Asei Achad Hu SheYoshev Achotei Micheto L'Shnei Hashem. If you went through all of the turmoil, now stand up before God. And you know what you're doing to stand up before God? V'yit Vada. You say Vidur. It's not the process of tshuva. The process of tshuva you did already. You went through all of the pain and the suffering involved. But now, after you've done all of that, and there's no mitzvah to do that. There is no mitzvah to do that. That's the real tshuva. No mitzvah to do that. Now, okay, you've gone through that process. Now stand up and shnei Hashem, the Yitvada. All right. So we have I believe we've done so far. There's our focus. The Rav, his father, and his great-grandfather. All right? They're on one side of the scale. Now, I don't know if they're going to tip the scales there, because there are some heavyweights on the other side. There's Minchas Chinuch, there's Rav Kook, Rav Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chachma. And maybe just a little bit gold. understand? Won't add much of featherweight, but that may tip the scales. But the truth is, we don't have to tip the scales at all. Eilu ve'eilu did el kin chayim. Both are Torah and both are true. There's an idea behind it all. And I'll tell you what the idea is. You have heard some of this over the last 10, 15 years in different shiurim, of a different source, of different nature, but we're bringing it all together now. The Malbin, number 6, top of the second side. The Malbin is the first Malbin on Parshas Truma. What it says, V'yikuli Truma, the people of Israel shall take unto me a donation from which we're going to build the Mishkan. Look at the words of the God. He will get the idea. By the way, the idea came to me before I saw the mountain. The mountain is just going to intensify it. But there's a very important fundamental principle of Torah that's going to be enunciated. I don't know. The Yikrun Truma, his not come afloat, and there are details here. Lo Omar Vigitnu Li Truma. He wants to answer the question, why didn't God tell Moshe, speak unto the children of Israel and tell them, Yishayitnu Li, they should give me a Truma for my Mishkan? It says, no, Vigitnu means that you should be ready to receive the donations. But there is no command to give. So he says, you know why it doesn't say Yitnu? Sha'az, if it would have said Yitnu, there would have been a positive commandment and an obligation you have to give. Hashem wants, you know what God wanted? That the donation for his Mishkan should be something that comes completely from the free will of a Jew. Nothing to coerce it. It should come from the depths of his neshama. If there would be a positive commandment to give to the Pesach, to the Mishkan, so you know what you do, right? Listen, the question is, he's having a difficult time, you understand? The markets are collapsing. He doesn't have the money with which to build his Mishkan. He needs help. Okay, he needs help. Listen, so we'll bail him out and we'll give him for his Mishkan. God doesn't need for his Mishkan. You know who needs what?
We
need to have that inner sense that we want to share in this. So the Malbim is saying, God didn't say it's a mitzvah to give to the Mishkan because he wants it to come from the fullness and the depth of the heart of the Jew. You know what the fundamental principle here is? Not everything has to be a mitzvah and not everything should be a mitzvah. There are basic ideas in Yadot that know if you know what is God's will, you should want to do it because of your own free will. Malbim goes on to say, "Hashem also God wants you to mosu to yet me nifas leiv." Shetumazu to yet me nifas leiv. The Ritzon Choshi, free will, loy Heshem Echra, nothing coercing the Jew. The Im Hoyot Sifun Shiitnu, if there would have been a command that they should give, Hoyunotnim Behechet, they would have given donations to the Mishkan because they were coerced, Ayyadei Tzivun, through the command. Lachim Be'er, that's why he made it clear, Shein and Mitzvah, Shiitnu, there is no mitzvah that they should give to the Mishkan. Rakshi Manu Gabayin, they have to appoint people. To receive from whoever wants to give. This whole idea started by me 40 years ago, maybe even more. There's a set of svarim, Sridei Eish, written by Rabbi Chiel Yankel Weinberg, who was the lived in Montreux, he attended the Berliner Seminar in Berlin, had to flee like everybody had to flee, and he lived in Luzern,
Luke sooner. So this, he asks the following question. Why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? On Purim was also said Mishloach Manos. Why don't we say bracha shekin shanu b'mitzvah b'tzivanu l'shleach manos ishlehei with the same gifts from? It would be a beautiful bracha to say. Very, very, very. And then, of course, there'd be a lot of Torah. Do you say one bracha and all the Shalach Manos, you say? Or do you say the bracha and all the Shalach Manos? Now, if it's only an apple and a peanut, do you say a bracha? Or does it have to be a shear, you know? How much in here? So he says, you may want to say that you don't say a bracha on Shalach Manos for the same reason that you don't say a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah. You give tzedakah. Give tzedakah. You know, there's no bracha on tzedakah. And the Rashba, one of the great Mishnah, says, you know why you don't say a bracha on tzedakah? Because tzedakah requires a second person. What happens if the poor man will not want to accept any mitzvah that I cannot fulfill alone? They don't make a bracha. So he says that would not help us with regard to Shalach Manos, because by Shalach Manos you may not know this halacha. But there's a Beferi Shalach and Shulchan Aruch, by saying Shalach Manos to somebody, and the somebody says, no thank you. No thank you. You know what? I was late to the mitzvah of the Shalach Manos. I get my Shalach Manos back. And I was late to the mitzvah. So therefore the question is, that means Mishloach Manos depends on me alone. So why don't I say a bracha? See, it expresses a simple idea. The purpose of Mishloach Manos was to create a sense of ahava, va'achva, friendship between Jew and fellow Jew. You know what would kill it completely? If you say, Asher kidshonu b'mitzvoso v'tzivonu, he commanded me to like you. I don't like you. I can't stand the sight of you. But there's a mitzvah to give Mishloach Manos. All right, Asher kidshonu b'mitzvoso v'tzivonu. Take the apple. Take the peanut. No. The mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is something that's supposed to come from the neshama of one Jew to a fellow Jew. The idea of tzivonu would shatter it completely. Just as the Malbim said with regard to donations for the Mishkan, to command Jews to give would be robbing them of the great opportunity of Kibbutz Shalom. I want to participate in the construction of a home for you on the face of this earth. There are certain things that have to come mitoch haneshama, not because there's a mitzvah, not everything has to be a mitzvah. There are things we can do in this world that are not mitzvahs. But you know what they are? I recognize Ritzon Hashem, I know what God's will is, and that's what I'm doing. He wants a house to be built for him, I want to be part of that. I know that he and the rabbis want that there should be friendship between Jew and fellow Jew. Yes, so it comes from the depth of my soul. My greatest proof to this idea was the day on which I said, wow, Reb Moshe Feinstein was right. I love his psak halacha. There was a psak halacha that I did. I do tshuva now. I've done tshuva on this in the past already. Reb Moshe Paskins that there's no mitzvah to come out of the world. There's no mitzvah to come with an Eretz Yisrael. He does say that if a person doesn't do that, if you come here, then you have fulfilled a mitzvah. I was very upset. Big Zionist, you know, as I'm whistling Hatikva and I think of the Kamesha, no mitzvah delivered. So what's he talking about? Until it struck me one day. What a great psak halacha that is. And by the way, precisely the same thing is said by Rav Soloveitchik. Here, to balance out this whole shit, I'm going to agree with Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik also said there is no mitzvah
there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but if you come here,
it's a mitzvah kiyumit v'lo chiyuvit.
All right. So Malka has told us what the Revelation says, and also the Rav held the same thing, that it's a mitzvah kiyumit. That means if you do it, you fulfill the mitzvah. But there is no obligation. And then one day it suddenly struck me. What a great halacha. What a great psak halacha from Revelation and the Salvation. It means that out of the fullness of my own free will, I can decide to come live in the land that I know God wants us. Nothing coerces me. I'm not running away from the IRS. Everything is going fine. My balabatim has given me a lifetime contract. Melept in melacht. But I know that it's God's will. As I quoted to you a number of times, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the great story of Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, some gvir from Chutzlar spent months preparing all the Rishonim and Achrotim and all of the all that is written about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Is it a mitzvah chiyuvit, or is it a mitzvah kiyumit? Is it no mitzvah at all? Is it a big avera? That's the linear. So it's yoyim, forget it. And this guy prepares all of the sources. He makes an appointment, and he finally comes into Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he starts pouring out all of this learning. And Rav Shlomo Zalman sort of gives him cause to pause, like that. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, "Sinish Dehvig. This dude from Chutz Laaretz is a..." Can't believe what he... Was make the Hashiva? What do you mean? He's prepared all of this great stuff. And here it is, he's pouring it after the God of Yisrael. And the God of Yisrael tells him, Sinish Dehvig, it's our God. Shlomo Zalman said, open up a Chumash, and on every page, you'll see that God's will is He wants Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael. I don't care whether it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, or it's a mitzvah kiyumis, or it's not a mitzvah at all, or some will hold an aveda. It doesn't make any difference. The story of all of Torah is that's God's will. And as long as there's no mitzvah, that's great. So there's nothing coercing me. In the fullness of my personality and the bigness of love, God, I'm going to do your will. There's no greater mitzvah than that. Do you know what I'm saying? All of the discussions about is there a mitzvah living there at all, but not a mitzvah, it's irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything. Not everything has to be a mitzvah. Incidentally, there are major ideas in Yadus that are not listed in any of the listings of the mitzvahs. I don't believe there's a mitzvah in any place that says that you have to believe in the coming of the Mashiach. Mitzvahs asay lahamin in the coming of the Mashiach, the 613 mitzvahs. A mitzvah to believe in Triyat HaMetim, the resurrection of the dead. No mitzvah. But there are fundamental ideas in Yadut that don't have to be enshrined in the legalism of a mitzvah. There are things that we do even if we haven't been told that we must do it. That's mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of giving to the Mishkan. And I once wanted to explain, there's a famous statement of the famous statement of the Chachmei HaKabbalah. The Chachmei HaKabbalah say that, and it's a fascinating statement, Yom HaKippurim, the day of Kippurim. So they say, you know what it means? It's a day like Purim. Purim, a day like Purim. What an awesome statement to make! The most sacred,
the holiest, the most solemn day of the year. If you want to know what it's like the most frivolous day of the year. What do you mean? What? How can you even say that? So I want to say, you know what the Pshat is? What was the greatness of Purim? The Gemara says, Kimu Mashekidlu Kvar, that in the days of Mordechai and Esther, Jews accepted upon themselves of their own free will the Torah that had been given at Sinai. That's the essence of Yom Kippur. Not the fulfillment of a mitzvah of tshuva, but accepting it upon oneself of one's own free will. I know I did something wrong, you didn't tell me to do tshuva, God, but I couldn't care less what you tell me or what you don't tell me. I'm not going to do it again. I regret it. I feel bad. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. I feel guilty. And therefore I say, Hoshanu Pagadnu Gazan. Ever notice in Shmon Esrei, the prophets of Shmon Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you, God, Chonein Hadas, the one who graces us with intelligence. Baruch Atah Hashem, God is Mevarech Hashon, and He blesses the years. God is Shover Oyvim Umachnia Zedim, He destroys the enemies of Israel, okay? He got so. Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim, He's the builder of Yerushalayim, He showed me at Tefillah, He listens. There's one bracha that is radically different than all of the rest of the brachas in Shmon Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem, Ha-Rotzeh B'Tshuva, who wants tshuva. I don't coerce you, I don't force you. For all intents and purposes, you know what it means? I'm at your mercy, upon this world. How do you like that? God is at our mercy. I would love for you to do tshuva. You know what a rotzon b'tshuva means? Let's say it in another way. God's rotzon, God's will is that we should do tshuva. He's not coercing us. No, it's not. God's will is that we should live in Eretz Yisrael. Not coercing it, not forcing it. I don't want anybody to come here if they feel coerced. You're going to come over here to my Eretz Yisrael and complain? Come to my Eretz Yisrael when you want to be here and you realize that that's the fulfillment of God's will. You want to complain? Stay in New York and complain. We don't need you here. There are certain major ideas that don't have to be enshrined in mitzvah. On the contrary, their greatness is that there is no mitzvah. The greatness of tshuva is there's no mitzvah. The greatness of coming to live in Eretz Yisrael is when there is no mitzvah to come live in Eretz Yisrael. The greatness of Mishmar Chmanos is when there is no mitzvah, but we learn to love one another. Two things that I must go through now, and we're going to do it. Number 10 is a famous medrash. There is so much that has been written about this medrash. You have the translations there. Shalul Chachma, they asked wisdom, what punishment is proper for one who commits a sin? The answer is coming from Mishlei, which is a book of wisdom. Pasuk in Proverbs, Mishlei says, evil will pursue the sinners. You know, fellow committed a crime 20 years ago. Then one day he comes walking in to the local police station, says, I surrender, I did it. There's something about crime and sin that eats away at the neshama, and the very evil that men do pursues them. Shalul and Nevuah, they ask prophecy. What punishment is proper for one who commits a sin? Yecheskel says it. A sin? You rejected and denied the word of God? What are you talking about? The soul that sins shall die. What are you talking about? An act of rebelliousness against God. Now listen carefully. Shalu la Torah, the yes Torah. Choten mahu onsho. What is the punishment for a sinner? And Torah replied, let him bring a sin offering, which will atone. Let him bring a carbon. Let him bring a carbon. Wait a minute. If there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Tshuva, why didn't the Medrash say that Torah's response is, do Tshuva? Do you know when we hear about Tshuva? Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they ask the Holy One, blessed be He. Chote, Mahalonsho, what's the punishment of a sinner? Amar Lamsa, God responded, Yaseh Tshuva, let him do Tshuva, he is capital and he will be forgiven. God isn't even commanded. God is giving a good answer. You know what? If he wants to get along with me, don't worry. Let him do Tshuva and he will be forgiven. As it says, Tov Yashar, Hashem, God is good and just. Okay, Yodech HaToim Baderech, he shows the way for Hashem. He shows them the way. It doesn't say he tells them in what road to travel. He shows them the correct road. You want to go in that road? Go. I'm saying Tshuva, and when I say Tshuva is not a mitzvah, that does not mean that Tshuva is any less than anything else in Torah. On the contrary, it rises to the level of being Ritzon Hashem. A child knows what a parent wants of them. Does the parent always have to say precisely do this and don't do that? The child knows. And the good child is going to do what they know to be the parent's will. We know what the Rebbeinu wants. And we can do it in the fullness of our own free will. And then one day, a few years ago, I found the Me'iri, number 7. And here, we'll just go through a few lines, beginning with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Middle of line 6, the Me'iri says the following. In his definition of tshuva, lo he'ini tohu b'tshuva ha'i, he was not aroused to do that tshuva because of chushat teva, weakness, a natural weakness, o zikna, or old age, o heder hazmona v'yecholet, because he doesn't have the opportunity or the possibility or the ability to do the sin, o tochachas mochiach, he's come to tshuva, nobody has admonished him, nobody's told him what to do. It's not because he saw somebody else who was punished because they did that avera. Sof dava, listen to this. Do you know why a man is doing tshuva? Bottom line. Lo hit orel libo lesiba menasibas. There was absolutely no cause whatsoever that he should do tshuva. Rak sheheye tov karamato. His goodness, his good intent. He doesn't say that what aroused him to do tshuva was, there's a mitzvah, I'm going to do tshuva. No. Nothing coerced him. Nothing brought him to do it. And the Vayesh Minasho, inside, he's embarrassed of himself. Miborah, he's embarrassed of his creator. Ba'asiyat HaVeinot, thank you, he did those Avenos. The Bonet and men began to think about Achriso, what's going to be ended, what the end is going to be. And you know what he did? He chnia libo v'yitzro. He humbled his heart and his inclination, lo shoshe, to return to God. He forsook ozav darko mashivosav, heiti varchosav, v'azeh doshu chazara, the rabbi said, ashen ish yedeyet Hashem. Fortunate is the one who fears God when he's still a man. Do you know what the Bible is talking about? There was no coercion. No mitzvah. No obligation. No responsibility. Everything came from within the wellsprings of the human being. That's tshuva. No mitzvah, but the highest level of tshuva. No mitzvah. Oh no.
And therefore, the Rambam, I read the Rambam clearly. Chayiv lehitvadot. And you know why you have to say vidui? Because as long as the tshuva remains in your heart and in your mind, and it doesn't, it has not entered reality, easy come, easy go, it's not enough. You have to ground the tshuva. And you know how you ground, how you give it substance? You say it out of your mouth. There are things we never want to say. But when I can get myself to say the Rebbeinu Shlomo, I sin. Only does that tshuva become good tshuva. Okay? Listen, he got some. May it be the will of the Rebbeinu Shlomo that we should do it so no from our own free ratzon. And I think every time I came to Avinu Malkeinu, Hofer Atzas Sonenu, shatter the counsel of our enemies. That's what we have to say over and over again after we've done tshuva. And the Lord is happy with us. And so that it's possible that two conflicting opinions can exist within the Torah world. Those who hold that it is a myth, there is a mitzvah of tshuva, and those who hold there is no mitzvah of tshuva. Okay.